St. Augustine says that the world was unworthy to receive the Son of God directly from the Father's hands. The world was unworthy, of course, because of our impurity, because of our disobedience, because of our sinfulness. And so since the world was unworthy to receive the Son of God directly from the Father's hands, he gave Jesus to the Immaculate Virgin Mary in order that the world might receive him through her. It was only through Mary that God the Father gave his only begotten Son to the world. God the Father decided to give us his only begotten Son through Mary. The Son of God became man for our salvation, but it was in Mary and through Mary. Jesus always comes to us through Mary. Jesus came to St. Elizabeth and St. John the Baptist through Mary. Jesus came to the shepherds through Mary. Jesus came to Simeon and Anna in the temple through Mary. Jesus worked his first miracle at the wedding feast of Cana through Mary. Jesus always comes to us through Mary. Did you catch that in the collect tonight? The word through is used twice in a short collect. O God, who through the fruitful virginity of the Blessed Virgin Mary bestowed on the human race the grace of eternal salvation. The grace of eternal salvation, the collect says, comes to us through Mary. And then at the end of the collect, it says, through whom we were found worthy to receive the author of life. We receive the author of life, Jesus, through Mary. Twice in the collect today. Lex orandi, lex credendi, as the church prays, so the church believes. Jesus, the author of life, our salvation comes to us through Mary. St. Louis de Montfort teaches that since Mary was the way that Jesus came to us the first time, at his conception in her womb, and at his birth in the manger in Bethlehem, she will also be the way he will come to us the second time. It was through the Most Holy Virgin Mary that Jesus came into the world, and it is also through her that he is to reign in the world. St. Louis de Montfort argues that because God doesn't change, either in his sentiments or in his conduct, Jesus always wants to come to us through Mary, as he did the first time. And so St. Louis de Montfort can boldly say, the Holy Spirit gives no heavenly gift to men which he does not have pass through her virginal hands. Such has been the will of God, who has willed that we should have everything through Mary. All graces, all gifts, he argues, comes to us through Mary. We have everything through Mary's hands. The Second Vatican Council actually talks about this when it calls Mary the mediatrix. The mediatrix, that's the woman version, the female version of a mediator. A mediator is the male version. The mediatrix is the female version. The Second Vatican Council calls Mary the mediatrix, the female mediator of grace. It was through Mary that Jesus came to us, and it is through Mary that we must go to Jesus. But let's not fall into heresy here. St. Louis de Montfort attests that Mary, being a mere creature that has come from the hands of the Most High, is in comparison with his infinite majesty, absolutely nothing at all, because only he is he who is. Consequently, the grand Lord, always independent and sufficient of himself, never had and has not now any absolute need of the Holy Virgin for the accomplishment of his will and for the manifestation of his glory. Now, we don't want to fall into heresy here. God has no need for Mary whatsoever. She is nothing compared to Jesus, who is. God has no need for Mary. God can do anything without any help from anybody, including Mary. And so the Second Vatican Council correctly teaches the Blessed Virgin's salutary influence on men originates not in any inner necessity, but in the disposition of God. It flows forth from the superabundance of the merits of Christ, rests on his mediation, depends entirely upon it, and draws all of its power from it. It does not hinder in any way the immediate union of the faithful with Christ, but on the contrary, fosters it. The Second Vatican Council says Mary is not a mediator on her own. She is completely, totally dependent upon Jesus. All of her mediation depends upon Christ's mediation and draws its power from it. It is not necessary that Jesus comes to us through Mary. That's what it says. But it's the disposition of God, which means that's what he wants. It's not necessary that God create the sun, the moon, and the stars, but that's what he wanted. It wasn't necessary that God make plants and animals and creepy crawly things, but that's what he wanted. It wasn't necessary for God to make man and woman, but that's what he wanted. It wasn't necessary for Jesus to come to us through Mary. He could have came to us any way he wanted. But that's what he wanted, to come to us through Mary. And he wants to continue to come to us through Mary. He wants to continue to bestow his graces upon us through Mary. St. Louis de Montfort says, Mary is his mysterious canal. She is his aqueduct through which he makes his mercies flow gently and abundantly. During this wonderful, extraordinary Jubilee year of mercy, all of God's mercy will come to us from Jesus. All of God's mercy will come to us from Jesus through the beautiful, immaculate aqueduct of God, who is Mary. Mary is the aqueduct through which he makes his mercies flow gently and abundantly. On the 27th day of November in the year 1830, in the chapel of the Daughters of Charity on Rue de Bach in Paris, our Blessed Mother appeared to a consecrated religious sister by the name of St. Catherine Laboure. St. Catherine said that the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared radiant as the sunrise in all her perfect beauty. And Mary's hands were open with these sun-like rays that were coming out of her hands, symbolic of the graces that she said she would bestow upon those who ask for them. St. Catherine Laboure noticed that some of these rays coming from our Blessed Mother's hands were dark. And when St. Catherine Laboure asked Mary why they were dark, our Blessed Mother said, these are the graces God wants to give, but nobody asks for. I encourage you to be bold. I encourage you to be bold in asking for all the graces God wants to give us during this year of mercy. All of these graces, We just have to ask for them. And all of these graces, by His will, not by necessity, but by His will come to us through the hands of our Mother of Mercy. And so I fly unto thee, O Virgin of virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen.